from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Glad to be with you. Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage on this Wednesday, a midweek edition. Paul, it's you know, on the sports calendar, this is officially,
well, unofficially,
the slowest time of the sports year right now.
Right.
Right? In the days, the 2 days after the Major League Baseball All-Star break, that Wednesday and that Thursday, where you've got a chance to sort of catch your breath and get ready for, if you've got a team in the chase, like we do with the Royals, mm-hmm. the NFL season, you'll see kind of training camps. You do get the Open Championship, the British Open, coming up this
week. It's coming up.
We get things like the TBT, which break that up for us. But these are those 2 days. So we'll take a little time in the second hour and reset our brains a little bit for a few things.
Well, it's not a totally accurate statement that this might be this. Listen, right here in our studio right now, Jad and I have on ESPN, we're watching women's water polo. So, I mean,
we do have the Olympics come. When are the Olympics starting? Are you in on the Olympics?
Oh, well, you know something? I want to say I will be, and I will be. There's no question I will be. The problem is this buildup has been what seems to have been not as active as in past Olympics.
I agree.
I'm not tuned in yet. I'm not sure of anything. You know, what we know is that the men's basketball team's having problems. You know, you got guys coming and going. Guys may or may not play. I don't know.
They'll be fine.
You think so?
Yeah, they'll be fine.
But that, you know, other than men's basketball, if we didn't have that, what would we be talking about? Because there hasn't been a lot of conversation. Although, you know, we know there's been tryouts and there are tryouts going on. You see them on television every once in a while. But no, you're exactly right. For some reason, I am not tuned in. I'm not as hyped up. I'm not as aware of what's going on as I have been in other years. I don't know what the reason for that is. Is that me or is that the media?
No, I don't even know if it's the media.
Okay,
I don't know why. The biggest thing for me that tampers it is I don't like the time change. I have a hard time with now because we know results, we know all these things. You know, back in the old days, like you really had to look. You could watch, and if you didn't, you know, read the paper or whatever it was, you could watch and be surprised by outcomes even if they were tape delayed. Can't do that anymore. Mm-mm. So I have had a harder time with the time difference in more recent Olympics when they're not close to our time zone. I'll tune into everything like late at night, but I have a harder time when I know I'm not watching something live or if I already know the result or things like that. So it is a little harder for me. I do think though, like with my kids now, they just finished a swim season. So there'll be things in it where we can watch it and I think get some enjoyment. But it definitely isn't something like I can't think of a singular event where I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see XYZ. Mm-hmm. And that's not a knock on any of the athletes. I'll be hyped up when we get there. But I agree, the build is has felt a little lower than it has in the past. I don't know why that is.
Right.
I'm not sure why that is.
Yeah, my understanding is, though, is that things are behind in terms of promotion, in terms of ticket sales. In now, Paris is a heck of a town. I mean, that's a heck of a town.
You ever been?
I've been to France, but I've never been to Paris. I was in France once, but it wasn't Paris. If you can believe that, that sounds nuts, doesn't it? But it was.
It does sound nuts.
I went to Germany, and it was a side trip to France. But it was a lot of fun. It's a wonderful country. The people are very, very, very nice, and I really liked France a lot. But you know, right now, you know, I've read several stories on the publications that you and I both watch that things are running slow. Things are the interest in Paris does not seem to match, you know, the event, the hype of the Olympics. Things are going slow. I think there's still going to be the possibility that you're going to see some venues that aren't full. And I think that's going to be a real possibility.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just the Olympics in general. I don't know. I generally speaking, can get behind any country versus country competition.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about that part of it.
Is America ready? Because I'm not sure.
Yeah, I assume so. Well, I typically like the summer over the Winter Olympics. I like both, actually. I'm probably a bigger fan.
You're a
fan.
Texas guy. You never see snow. Well, you do where you're from. That's not an accurate statement from where you're from.
You can get
20 inches of snow in one big deal, and it's blowing on top of that, blowing snow.
Yeah, it's going snows sideways.
That's right. So I guess that's – but, you know, it's going to be interesting. When it gets here, you know, we will follow it. It's always fun, and it's USA. We got pride in our country. We're going to root for our country.
It's not the same, though, I agree. It's not drop everything. And I think the time zone has something to do with that, but it is the Olympics, and we'll have fun with it, and we're excited about it. But I agree. It has felt softer, like a softer approach than in the past. I mean, we have SEC Media Days happening right now. We have training camp for the Chiefs starting. There really isn't a slow time. It's just today and tomorrow, unofficially, if you talk to people, at least in my experience in the sports media, like these are those 2 days where you do have a chance to catch your breath a little bit.
Make me a promise.
We're going to get into
make me a quick promise.
Yeah, what's that?
We get to talk a little SEC because there's been some comments coming out of this.
Yeah, catch us up. Give us Paul's biggest takeaways from SEC Media Days.
Let's do it. If you don't
in
mind,
the second I, hour.
If
I
you
like
don't
it.
Mind.
No, I do.
Okay.
I don't mind. I like it. I like it. We're going to try to connect with Kevin Saul when we come back. We'll get a quick update on TBT, how that's going for Wichita State as it pertains to really all the teams. We know the aftershocks, and we're going to talk to them later this week. But we'll get that coming in the second hour as well. Look ahead a little bit for the Royals. And, yeah, I like that. Paul's going to give us his big SEC takeaways. That's all coming for you. In hour number two of Sports Daily, Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage. Don't go away.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.